You're listening to The Stafford Show on AM 640 Toronto Radio.
642 on The Stafford Show. You remember the story of Toronto law professor Susan Drummond. She was being dunned by Rogers Wireless for $14,000 in charges she said she didn't make to her cell phone. And her investigation, along with her partner's investigation, determined that the top executives, including Ted Rogers' cell phones, had been cloned by members of groups like Hezbollah. Well, now she's in another dispute with Rogers, this time over her website, which is www.rogersandme.ca. She claims they're complaining about the site and trying to quash a court summons for Ted Rogers. Joining us on the line is Susan Drummond. Susan, good evening.
Hi there.
Take us back last year to the original complaint. You had $14,000 in charges you didn't make.
Yeah, that wasn't actually the original complaint. My cell phone was stolen, and in the space of 16 days, I was out of the country, so had no idea this was going on. Over $14,000 of charges were made on my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
The original legal complaint issued because Rogers shut my son's cell phone off, which was never lost or stolen,
mm-hmm.
a full 8 days before my invoice was even due because I wasn't promising to pay $14,000. So I sued them in small claims court for fundamental breach of contract, and that's what the original legal dispute is about.
Okay.
In December, I got a phone call from Ted Rogers after the story broke in the Globe and Mail, zeroing my bill, but that left standing this long-standing legal dispute in small claims court for the damages flowing from them having shut off my son's cell phone.
By the way, I noticed on your website that you have a counter day since the tea was offered. The Even Canadian Press, Susan, is saying that Rogers personally apologized and met Drummond at her home.
You know, I just called CP because, and they acknowledged they got that wrong, and it's a funny kind of part of the story. I think people have the idea this whole thing is settled. No, he said he would come to my home at the 11th hour on February 6th. He canceled that appointment and has never turned up since. So, no, he never met that commitment, which convinces me that it was really just a PR ploy to get this one particular story off the pages of the national media. So, in my opinion, they could continue to treat ordinary consumers in the way that they, I think, quite notoriously do treat them.
Now, you lost your phone. You were writing a book on ethnography.
You
were in Israel?
My life was turned inside out with this Rogers thing. I was on sabbatical last year and had just come back from Israel, where I was returning all of last year, and was confronted by this huge debacle, huge fight with Rogers to get them to zero the $14,000 they said that I owed. So I am a legal ethnographer by specialization, and I've decided to turn this Rogers and me debacle, seeing as it took up so much of my life, into my next book.
Rogersandme.ca is the website. Susan Drummond's on the line on AM 640 Toronto Radio. Surprised you haven't heard from Michael Moore yet. maybe that's coming. Although I hear he's more reasonable sometimes than the folks at Rogers. So they don't like the website, Susan.
They're complaining that I'm using Rogers, who owns Rogers Media Inc., is complaining that I'm drawing negative attention to the corporation by shacking up this website. It's a very peculiar argument. It's in their amended pleadings that I got on August 14th of this past summer. It's very unusual because it's completely irrelevant to the legal case at issue, which is about fundamental breach of contract, Rogers breach of contract. So it's a bit odd for several reasons to raise that as a legal argument that I've created this website. And it's further odd when you think of how much control of the media Rogers actually has.
Well,
their ownership of McLean's and Flair and Chatelain and 680 AM.
Yeah, they definitely get a bit of my money every year. I want to ask you something. When you say amending a filing for the lay people out there, are they trying to say that it makes them less wrong here?
It makes them, in their amended pleadings, no, they're still arguing against my original way back small claims court action because they shut my son's cell phone off. They've amended they originally entered a response in small claims court. Now they're amending it to say, my understanding is the only visitors to my website before was Rogers employees.
Right.
But they're amending their pleadings to complain about the fact that I've created this website that attracts negative publicity to Rogers.
And what is it you're trying to do by summoning Ted Rogers?
Well, as I said, my small claims court action is still going on.
Right.
In their original statement of offense way back in October, they hold me responsible for them shutting my son's cell phone off because they say that I didn't call and report that my cell phone was lost or stolen, which I didn't know until they called me, actually.
Right.
So I've countered that saying, well, Ted Rogers apologized for holding me contributorily negligent. They've said it was inexcusable he said it was inexcusable behavior of his corporation. So they're continuing to make that argument, which leaves me in a position, I believe, that I need to summons Ted Rogers and ask him what he, in fact, was apologizing for. I thought he was apologizing for the way the corporation had treated me. If he's got a different understanding of what he was, in fact, apologizing for, I'd like to hear him say it in open court.
Well, you have the advantage somewhat of a legal training, but you do, I notice on your website, Susan, have a little section there for the lay people facing media conglomerates.
Yes, actually, I do wish Harry Geffen was able to speak to that directly, because that's the section that's what consumers can do.
Mm-hmm.
I do realize that I have a huge foot up having a legal background and having access to colleagues and students that can bounce ideas around with me, but I'm fully aware that the ordinary consumer must be just overwhelmed and daunted by going up against a juggernaut like Rogers. In fact, I was told by two class action lawyers to forget it, just pay the $14,000, I'd never win. But I have to tell you that Harry Geffen, with no legal background, you can see on the website if you go to the section on what consumers can do,
mm-hmm.
with no legal background, managed to go through all sorts of legal instruments, go through the contract with a fine-tooth comb, and really reveal what recourses are available if you just follow the law itself.
Mm. It's a fascinating read. Good luck to you. And rogersandme.ca. Susan Drummond, thanks.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, on the Stafford Show.